she's not here.
בכבוד.
With your permission. When is your turn? Now, no?
No, it was Pesach, he was Niftar and Arif.
Pesach and Sukkot.
Remember, when was Moshe Niftar?
Pesach and Sukkot.
When was Moshe Niftar? Pesach and Sukkot. It was one of the Chagim, it was in Israel.
Yeah. I don't know. Pesach
and Moshe, what's his name?
Stillman.
You remember? Moshe
Stillman. When was he Niftar? Pesach or Sukkot?
When was passed away? Before Pesach or before Sukkot?
It was during the Chag. He was by his family in Israel.
I think it was Pesach.
It fell also Pesach.
I think it was Pesach because I was in Israel.
Hmm?
I think it was Pesach.
With your permission. Sukkot. הקדוש ברוך הוא גבע סינית רציתי נסוקה נתורה אמפסייז את הקדוש ברוך הוא says like this in order to know generations to come that I put you in a סוכה in the desert למען ידעו דורותיכם כי בסוכות הושבתי את בני ישראל והוציא אותם מארץ מצרים. השם says over here the reason why we're going to celebrate Sukkot. Most of the mitzvot, almost all of them, is no reason in the Torah why you have to do this mitzvah. Here Sukkah, Hashem said you have to dwell in the Sukkah. I want everybody to know that statement to know, you don't find any other mitzvah. Doesn't say in Pesach, you know, you have to celebrate Pesach, you should, because you know, generations to come, they should know this. Doesn't say this. Doesn't say it's on Shavuot, doesn't say it on Rosh Hashanah. Here, I can emphasize. You know why you have to sit in the Sukkah? Generations to come should know it. Not because we have to celebrate it, because so called it's the old side. You know, once upon a time, our poor father said in the Sukkah, Misha said, no. Hashem wants us to know that he put us in the Sukkah when he came out of Egypt. And the question is, why are this mitzvah is different? Why are we here? Hashem said, generations to come have to know it. The Mishnah Berurah Chachamim said, you know, sitting in the Sukkah, so right after the Kiddush, you say, Hamotzi, at that time you have to think like this. It's crucial. Every mitzvah we don't think, no. That's not the worst thing, some of the best things, some of them good, some of them bad. And over here, they say, you must. Yeah, Hashem said it in Torah. Hashem said, you have to sit in the Sukkah in order for you to know that once I took you out of Egypt, your father sat in the Sukkah. I made him a Sukkah. He said, Shalom says, you have to think like this. So after washing hands, first night of Sukkah in America, also second night as well. You have to know it. He says, why are you sitting in the Sukkah? The Hashem wants you to know. He wants you to know it. He says, well, Hashem wants me to know it. But the mitzvah of Sukkah by itself is a very, I would say in nice words, very unique. The first thing is, somebody doesn't feel comfortable in the Sukkah, better to be in the Sukkah. I mean, it's too hot, mosquitoes, too cold. When I came to America in 1970, it was snowing in the Sukkah. My father was a rabbi in Paterson, New Jersey, in Yavne. He was the principal of the school in Yavne. At that time, Yavne was in Paterson. I came, first time in America, I came month before Sukkot with two shovels. Snow. Really, you don't have to be in the Sukkah. The halacha is not to be. Too hot as well. If it's too hot outside, 100 degrees, you don't have to sit in the Sukkah. You could, but it's a special exemption that Hashem gives to someone. It doesn't feel comfortable. Of course, the Gemara said, Teshuv Ketadur. Hashem said, whatever you be at home, comfortable, Hashem wants you to be comfortable in the Sukkah. If you're not comfortable, don't sit over there. Because it's why Hashem made it this way. Hashem wants me to remember he took me out of Egypt. So, he made Sukkah for me. Fine. whatever it means, we'll get soon what it means. So now I don't feel well. You don't feel well? It's too hot for you, too bad, too cold for you, put a sweater. What kind of mitzvah is this? Somebody doesn't feel well, comes there, let's say there is a stomachache. You have to have matzah. There's no excuse, you have to have matzah. No excuse. No such thing. There's no other mitzvah. They say, I don't feel well. Listen, you don't feel well, don't feel well. But there's no such exemption in the Shulchan Aruch. This is a general not feeling well situation. So, you feel well on Yom Kippur, you don't Yom Kippur. You don't feel well on the Rosh Hashanah, you don't hear Shofar, okay. And here's a special exemption. It's mitzta'er patur min la'sukah, mitzta'er. What is this? Too hot, it's 85 degrees, it's too hot for me. Don't have to sit in the sukkah. It's too cold for me, don't sit in the sukkah. Mosquitoes, don't sit in the sukkah. You know, I get allergies, don't be in the sukkah. What do you mean? What kind of excuse is this? If it's a mitzvah, it's not such a thing. You put filin, you say, I'm allergic to leather. You can't take the smell. It's nothing. It's not the mitzvah, but mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. It's not the mitzvah. It's only this one. If you don't feel comfortable, don't have to be in the sukkah. It's raining. Even if it's not the house. Let him get wet a little bit. What's the big deal? No, don't have to be. Go home. Mitzvah. Suffers. Suffer. What kind of excuse is this? Hashem gave us Sukkot 7 days. And the halacha is, let's say, Machlok and the Gemara. What does it mean Hashem made us a Sukkah? Either, it's all Machlok, what does it mean? Machlok and Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elezer, it's a question who says what. It's a whole discussion among the Chachamim. But the halacha is, it says, we sit in the Sukkah, we have to remember Hashem made us Sukkot, we came out of Egypt. Hashem so-called sent 7 clouds to be around us. One in the front, one in the top, one on the bottom, and 4 sides. All together, 7. So Hashem made for us. That thing, that act, that presence that Hashem gave us, took us for 40 years. 40 years. Then me, I'm dying. We got back to the cloud because of Moshe and Aaron. And then Aaron died. We lost it. I mean, the cloud was always because of Aaron. Aaron died, we lost it. It came back because of Moshe and the grass. Said, but it was 40 years in the desert. So Hashem said, you don't celebrate Sukkot 7 days. Why 7 days? Because I made a cloud for you. When you came out of Egypt, I put a cloud on top of you. How long? 40 years. So you have to celebrate Sukkot 40 years. How do you get number 7 here? What is number 7 to do with anything? Then it calls Zman Simchatenu. 3 times in the Torah it says about Sukkot that it's a very happy moment, happy situation. Some explanation, they gathered all the wheat, the fruits inside the house. That's what the Torah calls it 3 times. I said 3 times. Matsimchatenu, etar samea. Very strange. And then 7 days, and then the Gemara says here, Shmini Atzeret. Okay. It's like this. Celebration of Sukkot is 7 days. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, extra day. It's called Shmini Atzeret. What does it mean? So the Gemara says, Hashem so called asks us, please stay another day. You are here in Yerushalayim for Sukkot, stay an extra day. The eighth day of Sukkot is called Shmini Atzeret, almost like Shmini Atzeret. Some differences, like six differences, different in 6 things than Sukkot, but a holiday. I said, excuse me, how come we don't have it on Pesach? Pesach should be the same thing. 7 days of Pesach, 8th day, celebration. No. Mimuna maybe. Mimuna. That's it, no? Mimuna. So why? Why should that give us another 8th day on Pesach also? Same thing. If it's good for Sukkot, it's good for Pesach. Also, the whole concept of Sukkah is a very strange thing. So, the Chachamim asks, This is Hashem made us a sukkah in the desert. It's really, it's not a sukkah. It's really, it's a cloud. So for this, Hashem gave us a holiday, 7 days Jubilee. Because Hashem made it for us. The Chalim says Hashem gave us 40 years man. Hashem gave us 40 years Be'er Miriam. What's the celebration for this? No national holiday. National holiday for the cloud. Well, the cloud is more important. It's true. But still, why can't you make another holiday for? It's a miracle. 40 years they had man. 40 years they had water. No celebration for this. Nothing. The rest in the calendar. What is this? If you want to make something for that miracle, it's called Sukkot. Why don't you make some miracle, as Chachamim said, for the man, for the water, for other things Hashem did for us in the desert? Only this, that's the only thing that happened in the desert. Chachamim tell us, Sukkot is a very, very important chag. The following, it says the Gemara. It says in the Torah, "Kachtem lachem b'yom harishon pri yetzadah v'kapot marim." Take on the first day. "Kachtem lachem b'yom harishon." Of course, it means the first day of Sukkot, but the Gemara says, "Well, not exactly." Harishon lechesbon avonot. The first day for so-called the accounting of sins. So the explanation Chachamim say what it means is that he came Yom Kippur and Hashem so-called waived all the sins, and then we busy with the Sukkah and the Lulav. So people have no time to do the Lashon Hara, to do Averot. So when is the first time you can have Avera? On Sukkot. Sukkot, you sit down in the Sukkah. It's the environment is very good. Let me talk about Chazan. Let me talk about this, about that. Let's say, Arishon lecheshbon avonot. So, therefore, Hashem said, go take a lulav. Kachtem lachem, b'yom Hashem priyei tzedak, b'ot marim. What does he do with it? Just because what? Because of what? I didn't do nothing. It's Arishon lecheshbon avonot. You're going to do sins. I'm going to do sins. I'm not going to do. I'm not going to do. So you know what? Take the lulav. What the lulav has to do with it? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so-called afraid and is so sure that I will not be able to hold down and do sins, so it says, the first day, you take Pri Yetzadah, Kapot Marim, take the lulav, Arabot, take the Hadassim, take this. So what is this for? It's because you're not going to behave. Okay, I'm not going to behave. So what the lulav is going to help me? A sinner is going to walk with the lulav at home, with the lulav in the streets. It means I'm going to do more sins. What does it mean? The Gemara says it. Rishon HaShemot Avonot. It says, go take a lulav. Today is the first day that you might commit sin, or you might have committed sin already. So take the lulav with you. What the lulav is going to do with you? If it's Rishon HaShemot Avonot, that's the first day of people doing sins, because now everybody is in the kitchen, nobody is around the people. I said, where are you? I'm in the kitchen now. What are you doing in the kitchen? Nah, I'm in the kitchen. I said, what has to do with Sukkot with this? What has to do with Sukkot? Now there's a special Sukkot. And that's the other very strange, unique thing is, you may eat outside the Sukkah temporary food. Means no cake and no bread. All the rest things you're allowed to eat. Temporary. Fruits as much as you want, fish, chicken, meat. Not eggs. You don't have to look for a sukkah. Unless you want to have a piece of bread. Otherwise, no. How about sleeping? Sleeping like this. Let me tell you something. If I'm comfortable and it's safe, you have to sleep in the sukkah. You can't even sleep temporarily out of the soup. If you're not comfortable, let's say you get allergy, it's too cold, too hot. No, don't bother. But if you're comfortable, not even 5 minutes sleeping out of the soup. It's amazing. eating out of the sukkah, temporary, you're allowed to. Sleeping temporary, you're not allowed to. What's behind it? What does that mean? I can't sleep 5 minutes. No, no, no. I mean, if you fell asleep, you fell asleep. But you say, listen, I'm going to take a little nap. Can't take. You're not comfortable. Okay, it's another excuse. Okay. If you're not comfortable, you don't have to. But if you're comfortable, there's no excuse. If it's safe, it's not excuse. I've got to be in the sukkah. Listen, I'm going to take a little nap outside. What's the big deal? I'm allowed to have a whole plate of meat and potatoes and rice. And what else? And what's not? Everything is perfect. It's called temporary. Temporary. As long as you don't wash your hands, you don't say hamotzi, and you don't need a piece of cake, you're perfect. So what kind of halacha is this? Now comes the Mishnah, comes the Gemara, you should know that's a very important chag. That chag is called Simchat Bet HaShoeva. Comes the Gemara, Masor HaSukkah, says you should know, this guy, we read the Yonah Navi's book on Yom Kippur, Yonah Navi became a Navi. He said he went into Bet HaMikdash on Sukkot. Might be that this is the only prophecy that he got in his lifetime. On Sukkot, it's called Simchat Bet HaShoeva, they were dancing every night in Bet HaMikdash, the whole night. Dancing the whole night. Don't go to sleep. The Gemara says he used to take a little nap in Bet HaMikdash, one on top of his friend's shoulder in front of him, a few minutes, and then dancing. What is the dancing all about? What is the dance? How come we don't say, dance so much on Pesach, on Shavuot? They dance. The Gemara says, the Chachamim said, we never went to sleep. They were standing 7 days in Bet HaMikdash. I don't know, maybe they had people giving some food. There's no information about food. But there is information, the Gemara says, the Gemara. They didn't sleep. They didn't go to sleep. So why didn't you go to sleep? Why is this 24-7? You have to dance over there. What kind of business is this? You go home. Go take a shower, go home. No, we didn't move. And the Gemara says the tricks they used to do in the time. Don't go to sleep for 7 days. How can Habib tell us the following? You know, the purpose of Bet HaMikdash and the purpose of Hashem giving us the Luchot in Yom Kippur is mainly one thing. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, come upstairs, I want to give you second tablets. And I'm going to rewrite on them whatever was written in the first tablet. And it happened, and Yom Kippur, Hashem gave it to him, the second tablet. So what is really behind it? Why Hashem gave us tablets all together? What does that mean exactly? Who needs tablets? Meaning that today, Baruch Hashem, we have no tablets, everything is fine. No, you need a tablet. The whole Beit HaMikdash stands on the tablets. This is already the second set. This is much lower level than the first set. So Hashem tells, I told Moshe after he spoke to us on Zayin B'Sivan, Vav B'Sivan, Zayin B'Sivan, Hashem told Moshe, come up, I'm going to give you the tablets that made from stone, sapphire, the blue color, I give it to you, go downstairs, give it to the people. I said, for what I need the tablets for? Also, the Torah tells us when Moshe comes down with the tablets in his hands and he sees the dancing and the golden calf, he breaks it. Breaks it. So why do you break it? Why has that to do with breaking it? Why you broke it? For what you broke it? Doesn't matter. So the Gemara says, well, we saw the letters are flying out. Doesn't matter. Why did you break it, really? Why did you break it? Can you tell us? This was just a message from Hashem. When Hashem told Moshe, come upstairs and get a tablet, the tablet was only one message. It's not the tablet. It means, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he told Moshe us to make a Mishkan, he said, make for me a small room inside. This is where the tablets were. And this is my house here. Shachanti, Betocham. That's what Hashem wants. The tablet was a proof that Hashem is here. This Moshe came down with the tablets and says, what is it? He says, Hashem sent it to you. Hashem sent it to you. This is for you. He says, what does it mean? What is the tablet? I says, they're going to put it inside the Mishkan. And every time Hashem speaks to Moshe, he speaks to Moshe from that place, next to the tablets. And the whole Mishkan was called Mishkan Ha'edut, Mishkan Ha'edut. It's the Mishkan of the tablets. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here. That's what it was. This was really the purpose of the tablets. That's what Hashem told Moshe, come upstairs, bring me a tablet, I'm going to be right on the tablet. And you come downstairs, you put it in the closet, it has to be in the Mishkan. So what is behind it? What's behind it? Only one thing, it means Hashem, so-called, he's downstairs. He goes, come downstairs, he looks, there's his tablet. The tablet, he had the tablets upstairs. The first tablet, he had it. The second tablet, Moshe made it. Moshe dug in his tent, the Gemara says, and he found the tablets. Of course, it was a miracle. So, but now what's going to be? Now it means Hashem is here. Says the Gemara, you should know, that's what the Gemara says, you should know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his mind, that's what he wanted to do. He wanted to dwell here. He would have his palace upstairs as well, but he wants to dwell among us. He loves us, he wants to be among us. And this was really the purpose of the tablets. That Hashem gave the tablets to Moshe, the first, the second. But it means this, that he's going to dwell with us. If we didn't behave, that Moshe broke the tablets. And he says, what's the whole purpose of the tablets? It's to say Hashem is going to dwell with you. But you said the golden calf is your God. So here's your tablet. The golden calf is your tablet. When you need a tablet. And Hashem said, you know, Moshe, you're right, and you broke it. It's not, the tablet is not a tablet. The tablet is just the proof of delivery. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is coming down and is here. Now, if he's not here, you don't need a tablet. Where are your tablets from? So that's the secret of the tablets. So that's what happened really on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, Moshe came down with the second tablet. What it means is Hashem is back. That's what it means. After the golden calf, so-called Hashem, left back to his palace upstairs. And now Moshe came down 80 years later on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is here's the second tablet. That's what we really call the day of forgiveness. The forgiveness means it's not Hashem just forgive us on the sins that we committed. It says because we committed sins, Hashem so-called left us, went back to Shamayim. He's not here. And actually, the purpose of this creation was Hashem should be here. And that's what happened now. It says now Hashem said, "Okay, here's the tablets." So what's the tablet? Who needs tablets? What do you need? I really don't need it. It's just a sign that Hashem is back. The man says that's the purpose of this creation. This creation, Hashem should be with us. In Yom Kippur, when Hashem said, I forgave. It doesn't mean I forgave. I forgave means I forgave. It means I'm back. That's what it means. Until the next scene was with the spies, Hashem was here. And that's what the Torah will tell you. Ibn Sharon, Ibn Moshe, Ibn Chayomar. That's what the Torah will tell you. The cloud is moving. This is moving. So what does it mean? It means Hashem is around us. And the minute that we did something bad, Hashem disappeared. Come to Gemara and say, let me tell you how it happened. Says, first Hashem came down. This is the work of Kim Echet up near mine. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here. Then Adam HaRishon ate from the tree. The Gemara says, so the Hashem went up one floor, one flight up. Now he's in the second floor. Cain killed Hevel. Hashem went up another floor. Dor Enosh, Tad Be'Avodah Zarah. Hashem went another floor. Then, Dora Mabul, another floor. Dora Plaga, another floor. Dora's Dome, another floor. The Egyptian's behavior, another floor. I mean, Hashem went all the way up. It's called Sheva Rekiim. Seven Shamayim, seven skies, Hashem went up. This is when comes Abraham Avinu, takes the Kadosh Baruch Hu one step down. One level down. Came Yitzchak, one level down. Yaakov, one level down. And then the Gemara says other ones. And then really that's what happened when Moshe came down with the tablets. That means here, Hashem is back here. So that's what this was the purpose of so-called the convention or the standing next to Har Sinai and listen to Hashem and get it. We got the tablets. It's just to tell us a Kadosh Baruch Hu is back. That's what it means. It's not just 10 commandments or tablets. No, not the commandment of tablets means nothing. It means Hashem is back. That's the purpose of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is. Hashem comes down in Yom Kippur. And that's what Hashem really told Moshe. That's why Hashem gave us Yom Kippur to tell us that I'm back. For this we need Mislecha. Because Chas Shalom, if you have sins, Hashem doesn't want to be among us. So Hashem made the so-called trick. Hashem forgives us on the sins. Now Hashem could be with us. So that was the purpose. So now, every year, that's what Gemara says, every year comes Yom Kippur, he says, listen, let's see the really the thing. So I said, you know, when we say Yom Kippur, we blow, big Torah, so means Hashem goes up. So it goes up, so it means why it went up? It went up because he forgave us. Now he wants to come back down. So comes as well and said, you should know, on Sukkot, Abraham comes to Sukkah, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Sharon, Yosef, David. They come to visit Sukkah every day, Oshpizim. Oshpizim. Why the Oshpizim don't come on Pesach? Why they only come on Sukkot? There's a few stories of people that really saw Oshpizim come to the Sukkah. It's not just illusion. I say, God, maybe now one day told his father, Yaakov, maybe now was just here now. He gave me a kiss. Not Sipurim, no stories. I said the other rebbes, big ones, big rebbes. Rabzushar, Rabbeinu Spada. So he said in the sukkah, and somebody came to visit him. He told him, sit over there. Sit over there. The chairs are empty. He got very insulted, he goes to Rabbanit, he says, what is the business? He told me to sit down there. So he said, I'm going to ask him. He goes to Rav Zisha, Rabbi Meir's brother. Ask him, the man got insulted. Was empty chairs next to the Rabbi, and the Rabbi told him, sit over there, four chairs down. He said that Rav Zisha told him, listen, go tell him. And on the chairs sitting Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov one side, Moshe Aaron Yosef David the other side. She went and told him this. He said the chairs were empty. So she went inside. She told the Rav Zusha, the chairs were empty. He said, listen, the guy wants to sit there, he's going to die. He said, choose. You want to see them or you want to leave? The guy said he wants to see them and he died. I don't know, I can't swear on the story, but better enough to see such a story. Scary. I said, why are they coming on Sukkot? Chaim tells us, you know, this is really the outcome and the purpose of Sukkot. Kibba Sukkot Shabbat Yisrael says, you know, you have to have a Shulchan Aruch said, listen, you have to have in mind that you come out of Sukkot, you go to the Sukkah. He said, what do you have? He says, you should know. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us in the Sukkah in the desert, means in the clouds. That's the halacha. And then there are kavod, seven clouds, four around us, one on top of one on the bottom, one in front of us. What does it mean? It means. It's not Hashem is a GPS. It means that Hashem is here. That's what it means. Hashem came out of Egypt. Ani al chag amalo. The Gemara says Hashem so called was in Egypt in exile, came back with us. So this was the cloud. The color of the cloud was blue, says the Gemara. Like the chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was blue, like the tablets were blue. I says, this what you see now. I see, what do you see? I see Hashem is back. That's what I see. Hashem is back. So that's what happened when we came out of Egypt. So that's what we have to work on. That the Kabbalah should be and stay here. Okay. So the proper time, that's the Gemara. The proper time is after Yom Kippur, Hashem forgives all the sins. Now I can come back. Okay, let's see how we're going to greet him and how we're going to make sure he's going to be here. So, Shpizin, what's his business? No, no. Just Shpizin, Abraham comes to Yisukah. Abraham doesn't come to Yisukah. Says the Oshpizin is the secret of the thing. The Midah shel Abraham. Says the Zohar doesn't mean actually Abraham will come. Of course, you can see a shape. But the shape, it means his method, his favorite things, what he used to do. So Abraham is kindness. Says the first day of Sukkot resembled kindness. But it means a person has to know, the Zohar said, that he should have a guest for Sukkot in the Sukkah. Very, very important, Zohar said. You should try to have a guest. And some communities, they're crazy for guests on Sukkot. Crazy to be somebody in the Sukkah. The Zohar is very strict about it. That says you have to have in the Sukkah a guest. Try to get a guest in the Sukkah. He says, well, what is it? What is it? I says, because the first day of Sukkot is Avraham Avinu. And we all do know Avraham Avinu, his idea was guests. Kindness, guests. And Brit Milah, 100 years old, he's looking for a guest, hot outside. So that's what the Gemara means. And the first day of Shpizim, so Shpizim, here, Avraham, come to my Sukkah. What do you mean Avraham is coming? Why do you think Avraham is going to come to Sukkah? Since we had Yom Kippur and Hashem forgave all the sins, now we have to start the so-called new counting. And now new counting means that you have to bring a Kadosh Baruch Hu back after what we committed. That's Bet HaMikdash, second Bet HaMikdash, even before, so-called Kadosh Baruch Hu is up. So after Yom Kippur that Hashem forgave us, then we have to start so-called pulling him down. Because that's what he wants. He wants to be here. So the first step, the Gemara says, the first step is Abraham. And then comes Yitzchak. This is the first day of Sukkot is Abraham. That's what business is Abraham. It's not that Abraham. It's the midah of Abraham, the behavior of Abraham, it's the kindness of Abraham. And the person should have this in mind, that's what the Zohar means. The person should have this in mind. The first day of Sukkot, Abraham is going to come to my Sukkot. Wants to come to your Sukkot? Yeah, he's going to come to my Sukkot. I says, really? Why is he going to come to your Sukkot? Well, what's so great about it? It doesn't matter actually if you're going to see a sheep or you're going to see a sheep. But it means is the method of Abraham is in your Sukkot on the first day of Sukkot. The second day of Sukkot is Yitzchak. It's a control that we have to have in ourselves. So it means in the first day of Sukkot, we have to accept in ourselves that we will do kindness. That means the Abraham, this means the Shana is going to come down one level. In the second day of Sukkot, we're going to say to Hashem, since we accept the Midah, the method of Yitzchak, that controls his habits. The third one is Yaakov. In Emet Yaakov, the Midah of Yaakov is Emet. They ask Aaron Mivilna, where is his name in the Torah? Everybody's name is in the Torah. And they said, my name is in Parashat Ki Yitzeh. It says, Eben Shlema. Eben is Rashi Tivot, Eliyahu Ben Shlomo. Eliyahu Ben Shlomo. Eben, take the word Eben, divide it. You say Eliyahu, is Aleph. Then you say Ben, the son of Shlomo. So where is it? This sentence in the Torah appears by the honesty of the scales. Parashat Ki Yitzeh. That a person is not allowed to have a scale in his house unless the scale is very accurate. Otherwise, every second is the same. But Mevilna said about himself, I'm asking, where is your name in the Torah? I said, my name? It says, Eben Shlema, El Aleph, Eben. The Aleph is Eliyahu. They say, Ben is Ben, the son of Shlomo. Yeah. So it's Eben Shlema, Shlomo. That means, Yaakov told his father, Agom Mevilna told his father, Yaakov was just here and gave me a kiss on my mouth. Yaakov was just there. The real Yaakov came. And the midah of Yaakov. You can see a shape of a person. But really what came, Yaakov Avinu is telling me Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu's method was to say the truth all the time. Like I said in America, sometimes you have to do certain things. But really this, they met him at Yaakov. Like I said, he is a met. His name is Eben Shlema. I said, your name is Eben Shlema. So Yaakov Avinu came to me, he told his father, Yaakov came and gave me a kiss to my mouth. It's the third day of Sukkot. The fourth day of Sukkot is Netzach. 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 The fourth day of Sukkot is Netzach, is Moshe Rabbeinu. We have to accept on ourselves Torah, to learn Torah. The fifth day of Sukkot is Aaron, it's Avodah. So we have to work for Hashem. Pray better. Hopefully working with HaMikdash. Number six is Yosef. He saw this the foundation. He's the purity. Number seven is David HaMelech, Shana Rabba. Here comes Ari, he comes based on the Zohar. Shana Rabba is a day of judgment. What day of judgment? What do you mean day of judgment? You judge me already on Yom Kippur. Again, day of judgment. What did Chatam Sofer said? Rosh Hashanah, I told this Talmidim, Rosh Hashanah, I passed very well. Nishamayim, I'm okay. Yom Kippur, he said that to him. Hashanah Rabbah, I said, no, you die right after Sukkot. People don't understand what Hashanah Rabbah means. It's a day of judgment. It's a Shulchan Aruch. A person can. It's a Gemara also. It's a very dangerous day. Hoshana Rabba. Very dangerous day. So what does that? Hashem, it's finished Yom Kippur. No, you don't understand. Yom Kippur, Hashem forgave us. For what reason? To see if we really want him down. Because if you want him down, we're never going to do a sin because he cannot stay here. So Hashem is testing us. He said, it's not, you make a sukkah, you take lulav, and now, sit in the sukkah. Let's see. So, do you want me down? This is my first appearance, is like something like Abraham Avinu. I says, you have to do some kindness. Then I come down one level. Then you have to control yourself. Then it's like level number two with Yitzchak. Then Yaakov Avinu Tiferet is Midato Emet. He says, you have to make sure he's always say truth. All these things you have to do to say and to think. He says, that's why they come now. He says, they come now because Hashem forgave us the sins. And now we aim towards the destination is to bring Hashem back here. So for this, we have to bring him down. Like Abraham brought him down, one Yitzchak down, Yaakov down, then one, the rest is a question how to count them. So that's what the Zohar said. It's called Rosh Pizik. Let's not just say, listen, I want Abraham Avinu. Who are you? Think Abraham is going to come to visit in the Sukkah. It says you invite the Midah of Abraham. Invite so-called the method of Abraham Avinu. The Midah can come with the shape. I don't expect on Sukkah to say, oh, Abraham, Shalom Aleichem. Yitzchak, Shalom Aleichem. You know, it's a joke. You're not coming. Therefore, the Rabbi Shai not come. What it means is we should accept on ourselves the methods that necessary to bring Hashem back there. That's all. So Shana Rabba is day number 7. It's called Malchut. Malchut means all the way down. As is that. That's Hashem judging us. Do you really, on Yom Kippur, did you really mean that you want me to come back here? And that's the whole celebration. Celebration in Beit HaMikdash non-stop. 24/7. Was because this is the holiday that we actually bring Hashem back down here. So that's how important the thing is, the Sukkah is. So therefore, somebody is not so happy, Hashem is not going to come down. That's what it means. This is the mitzvah, it's a special mitzvah. Mitzvah, somebody doesn't feel so comfortable, says, don't make it in the Sukkah. So it's not the Sukkah. It's the Sukkah, the 7-day Sukkah. What is 7-day Sukkah? This Sukkah, it means that you sit in the sukkah, they're going to come to the sukkah. It means, what do you mean? I'm not in my house. So-called, I'm in a little exile. And it says, I'm comfortable because that's what Hashem wants me to be. But you should know, that's the whole truth over here. It's, I invite HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be with me, and I want you to dwell next to me, and that's what I want. I don't want anything else. So forget about my furniture in the house. Forget about all the things that I got in my house. I sit in a little sukkah. I said, oh, little sukkah. That's what it says. Somebody came visit Chavetz Chaim, knocked on the door. And Chavetz Chaim opened the door, and the guy says, what? Where is your furniture? So Chavetz Chaim asked him, where is your furniture? He said, well, I'm only temporary here. My house, I have a very beautiful house. Chavetz Chaim said, I'm also only temporary. I'm temporary. He said, we sit in the sukkah, the Shingev sukkah. I said, I want you to know one thing. I want you to know it. It's the only mitzvah. It says, I want you to know it. It says that I put you in a sukkah in the desert. What sukkah, says the Gemara? It says the cloud. So what do you mean? It means in the desert he had nothing, right? It says no houses, no cars, nothing. It says we had a few donkeys and had the same clothing. We couldn't change to pyjamas. We couldn't change to anything. And we just ate so-called the minimum that Hashem gave. And what it means? We were next to Hashem. Hashem wants us to remember that. That's the mitzvah of sukkah. We are him. I want the generations to come to know it. That's what it counts. All the materialistic world means nothing. So I have to live. Okay, so I have a house. Okay, but it's not my purpose in my house. In life, I should have a bigger house. My purpose in my life, I should have this. My purpose in my life is that Hashem should be next to me. That's my purpose. That's what the Chazen and Shachal Tzim Barachamim. That's in the Tefillah. We want to see Hashem is back. We want to see, because that's our obligation. So-called with the sins, we chased him. And that's the secret of all the things in Sukkot. You have to do this. Bottom line is one thing I have to do. I have to make sure Hashem is going to come. It's Shmini Atzeret, it's the eighth day. Zohar said it's the most important day of the year. So because that's the test now. Hoshana Rabbah, Hashem is judging us. Judging us for what? He judged me already. No, you don't understand. Well, he judged you on Yom Kippur, he judged you on the sins and on the balance sheet, how much you have to pay damages. If you have to pay any damages, if you're supposed to get a reward, okay, fine, fine. But you have to understand now. Why did Hashem forgive you? Why? Because Hashem wants to be next to you. So, when we're giving us 7 days on Sukkot, that's why it's Sukkot 7 days, and every day you fix one step of HaKadosh Baruch. If you fix it, says the Zohar, that Shmini Atzeret is the biggest day of the year. This is the Zohar. Biggest of the year. Nothing to compare to it. So why? Because that's the purpose. The purpose is to invite Hashem to dwell with us. So, the 7 day of Shana Rabbah says, that's Hashem, that's just not Shana Rabbah. It doesn't change on the sins. They should judge already on Yom Kippur. And he forgave. But he's going to rejudge us on the Shana Rabbah to see if we mean this day to be on the back. So, therefore, I said, somebody suffers. I said, well, what do you think Hashem is going to be here? You suffer. But too, you don't have to be here. I said, Simcha Bat Hosheva was 7 days. 7 days, you were in Bet HaMikdash. This is the place that mankind was created. And he is in this, his fault first, that the Shana came up. And we were dancing over there for 7 days. I mean, the first day we danced, so-called, we accepted ourselves the method of Abraham. The second day, Yitzchak. So-called, until the 7th day. He's David HaMelech. He says, David HaMelech is Mashiach. He says, no, it's Mashiach. That's what the Gemara says. Says the Gemara, we have a special mitzvah, it's called Nisuch HaMayim. Take some mayim from the Shiloh, take it, put them in the road. Says, dancing, singing, you read the Mishnah, you read the Rambam. Says, what's behind it? The Gemara says that the water was the first ones to respect and sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, on Sukkot, Shema says, listen, pour water. Look at the water. He says, look at the water, where's the water? The water cried to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the first separation on Monday, Rakia, B'toch HaMayim, says that some water were on top of that separation, and some water on the bottom. The water on the bottom cried to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they want to be closer to him. They don't want to be on the bottom. They want to be on the top. And Hashem says, you know what? They're doing Nisuch HaMayim for you. What does it mean? You know, they can take some water from the Shiloh, they can pour on the altar. You know. What it means is the water become very close to Hashem because they go on top of the altar. That's what they wanted. They want to be next to Hashem. I said, listen, why do you have to be over there? You can be here. You can be here on the altar. The altar is also for Hashem. So therefore, they take water and they pour the water on the altar. I said, what is this? This is to remind us. Look, you see the water? The water cried. The water wanted to be next to Hashem. Now Hashem gave us the mitzvah of the Nisuch HaMayim. You take this water from the Shiloh, you're going to pour it on the altar. So what are you doing? What are you doing exactly? What I'm doing is the water wanted to be close to Hashem. So we put it on the altar right now. Because Hashem is on the altar of the Gemara. And that exactly what is all about Nisuch HaMayim. It's for us to know. It's our obligation. This is now, we see the water, they want to be close to Hashem. Do you want to be close to Hashem? Therefore, they used to do Nisuch HaMayim every day in Beit HaMikdash. Just to come and watch. I said, what is it all to watch? I said, do you see, you know why they're doing it? Because the water cried to Hashem, they want to be next to him. And they were far away from Hashem. And Hashem said, you know what? Take this water and pour it on the altar, because I'm on the altar. So you're next to me here, not really next to me over there. You're next to me here. As the Gemara says, Alachal Moshem Yisnai, and that mitzvah is Alachal Moshem Yisnai, a special mitzvah from Hashem to us. We should know, that's the secret. That's the whole purpose of that mitzvah. That you should know it. So therefore the Hashem said, you know what? Stay another day. You know, if that's what you have in mind, so-called to fix Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, it means you want to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu down and down and down and down. I said, stay with me one extra day. I love you very much. And the Zohar says, whatever you're going to request on Shmini Atzeret, Hashem gives it to you. I said, what is this? And he says, this is because I told Hashem, I want you down. I love to have you as a guest. This is love to as a guest. This is all said. Ah, We need a Aser that Hashem gives the person that accepts on himself this, Hashem will give him everything. But you have to accept on yourself. So that's the secret of the Shpizi. That's Avram come to my Sukkah. Avram never come to my Sukkah. That's a Shana Rabbah. It's a day of judgment. Because Hashem wants to see, listen, do you mean it? You really, really want me down? You really want me next to you? It means you don't want to do any more sins. That's the whole test. That's the whole exam. Exam on the Shana Rabbah. Therefore, it's called Simcha Betar Sheva. It's a Gemara says you get Ruach HaKodesh. No, you know, became Navi. He came during the Bet HaMikdash. Because that's what it means, Ruach HaKodesh. Ruach HaKodesh means that Hashem, you next to Hashem. You have a connection with HaKadosh Baruch. That's what the mitzvah of Sukkah is so important. The Gemara says Hashem will test people before Mashiach will come with the mitzvah of Sukkah. Well, it's not the mitzvah of Sukkah. It's not the Sukkah. It is. Does Hashem dwell or it doesn't dwell? So it's not. The Gemara says it's called mitzvah kala. The Gemara says it's very, very, very small mitzvah, very light mitzvah. It's true. But the question is the purpose. The Gemara says it's going to be very hot, and the goyim will kick the sukkah and come outside. Hashem will tell the goyim, go make a sukkah. I want to see if you're up to it, if you really want to be next to me. And if it's not comfortable, the Gemara says, not comfortable. For us, it's not comfortable. The Gemara says, but they kick the sukkah. He says, forget about it. The Gemara says, you know, it's a very strange thing. The Gemara says, it's a very, only halacha basukkah is this. So the halacha, you know, Lechem HaShalom shouldn't have happened. So the first night of sukkah, if somebody wants to go in the sukkah and it's raining, says the Gemara, don't even bother to go in the sukkah. Says the Gemara, what's the problem? I tell you what the problem is. I tell you, like an example, I will tell you, somebody brought the king a glass of water, and the king took the glass and poured it. What do you mean? I want to do a mitzvah. I made myself a sukkah. I'm about to go inside, it's raining. What does it mean? It means Hashem doesn't want you in the sukkah. You don't want you in the sukkah? Okay, I want to ask you something. I want to go buy tefillin. And I go to the store, and I give the guy the money, the tefillin, and it stopped pouring, and I couldn't take the tefillin. So, what does it mean? Hashem doesn't want you to feel it. Every mitzvah, you can do the same thing. I went to the bakery to bake matzot. I come to the bakery. You know what happened? Hole in the roof. Start rain. Everybody said, okay, go home. What does it mean? Hashem doesn't want you to have matzot? No such thing. The only time that you see, that you say, the Gemara said is by sukkah. Only time. That people sit in the sukkah and it starts raining. You know what it means? The first night. Hashem doesn't like it. Hashem spills on you something. And any other mitzvah? You mean any other mitzvah can do the same thing? No, you can't find it. So what's the secret? See, that's the secret. This is because Sukkot means the whole thing is not the mitzvah of sitting. The whole thing is, can Hashem come down? Do I mean it that I want Hashem next to me? Do I mean it? So, if it's raining, what do you know what it means? It means you're not serious. It's not a punishment. It means Hashem, you said you want Hashem, huh? So that's what Hashem gave you Mechila and Kapara on Yom Kippur. And you're going to sit down in the Sukkah. You're going to sit, you build the Sukkah. Says, so listen, I want to explain to you something. Sukkah is not the Sukkah. Sukkah is, it means that you, Hashem wants to be next to you. Are you ready? So if you're not ready, it's going to rain. Let's go. So that's the only mitzvah that Hashem does such a thing. Because it's a test to see if you really want to be next to Hashem, you don't want to be next to Hashem. It's not a mitzvah. It's not put filin. Put filin doesn't mean that you want Hashem to be inside you. This is any other mitzvah, Hashem said to do a mitzvah. Here, sukkah is not a mitzvah. It's a situation. The mitzvah in sukkah is a situation that you show and you want to be next to Hashem. That's why I sit in a little sukkah. I'm not in my house. And that's why I have the 7 days of shpizin. And this for if I don't feel well, if I suffer from the heat or from the cold, I don't have to be over there. I said, what is this all about? It's all about it. I said, I'm going to be next to Hashem. I said, okay. So somebody was prepared the sukkah and all of a sudden raining. I said, you know what it means? Hashem does not want you to celebrate it. Why? Why would tefillin I can do? Why? This is because the mitzvah of sukkah is not the mitzvah sukkah. It's just a situation. It's just to tell us what is the other conditions. what should we do in order to be next to Hashem? That's what the Mishnah said. If it's raining, it means Hashem doesn't want to be next to you. It says, why? Because you don't want to be next to him. It means because you're not serious about your statement. That's the mitzvah of Sukkah. Fulfill it. The Ava with happiness. Meshach HaKamor. Amen. Amen. Thank you.